Many of us have played the Anything Goes tier in all its insane glory, unbound by rule sets. The results are a seemingly endless amount of chaos, Pokemon in its purest form, and so on. However, if you don't know when and why the Anything Goes tier came into existence, you might not have ever stopped to ponder its origins. It seems like an intuitive tier to have, as an option. If you don't like the clauses in Pokemon bans and such, here, have fun. It might seem reasonable that this tier has existed as long as competitive Pokemon itself. However, that is very much not the case. Anything Goes was not a recognized format of play until the autumn of 2014. This most chaotic of tiers came from Dark Origins. What were they? Well, consider the following. Game Freak is well known for constantly trying to outdo themselves. And in such attempts, they often find themselves treading that uncanny, delicate territory which hovers over the precipice between frightening and just straight up ridiculous. On one hand, yes, the striking all-around excellence of something like Necrozma Dust Mane can be quite the spectacle to behold, both awe-inspiring and terrifying. However, when Necrozma Dust Mane Ultra Bursts into Ultra Necrozma, it's a bit much. It literally transforms into an entirely different Pokemon. Imagine if Metagross could randomly turn into Latios. It's absurd, and thus it makes sense that it's difficult to completely wrap one's head around. It is fitting then that Ultra Necrozma's Z-move is called Light That Burns the Sky, of all the ludicrous powers harnessed and unleashed in Pokemon. The fact that this move's very concept is overwhelming beyond understanding is testament to Game Freak's tendencies for outdoing themselves. Nowhere, however, has Game Freak been more successful in creating horror so monstrously over the top it becomes unfathomable than in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, another beast with a perfectly fitting design. We're talking, of course, about Mega Rayquaza. Giving Rayquaza a Mega form would have been brutal enough. Its base form was already a massive threat. Enormous attacking stats, a move pool consisting of all the stab and coverage it could ask for alongside extreme speed and both Dragon and Swords Dance, and delightful base 95 speed which got the jump on the plethora of base 90s which defined much of Ubers, Groudon, Kyogre, Ho-Oh, Dialga, and Zekrom. As such, any type of Mega related boost was going to elevate the already superb Rayquaza to utterly monstrous heights, just like Mega Mewtwo X and Y. However, even with two Megas, Mewtwo couldn't hope to match or even come close to the cataclysm Rayquaza was to unleash on the tier. Nor could Uber's other stupefyingly powerful Megas, which, bear in mind, were no joke, most notably including Mega Gengar in its Shadow Tag, as well as Mega Kangaskhan and Salamence in a generation where their abilities were at full power. There was no shortage of insane choices for your Mega Pokemon. The concept of one Mega being so good that every other Mega was outclassed? Well, that thought never even crossed anybody's mind until Mega Rayquaza hit the scene and effortlessly turned it into the tier's most defining, obvious, self-evident truism. The boosts Rayquaza receives upon Mega Evolving are stunning. Base 150 attacking stats leap to base 180, the same as Deoxys' attack. Its already solid speed explodes to an incredible base 115, rocketing it past several key targets, Xerneas, Veltal, Lugia, the Lottie Twins, and completely flipping its matchup against them. Even Rayquaza's bulk gets a boost, with its huge base 105 HP now bolstered by the quite solid base 100 defenses, meaning it's not just going to fall over to any hit. This set of stat buffs is already staggering, and would have done just fine in establishing Rayquaza among the excellent set of Megas in Generation 6, even if it had kept its base form Airlock ability. But it's its brand new ability, Delta Stream, which really pushes it over the edge. In addition to its already excellent effect of neutralizing weather, Delta Stream takes away every single negative of being a flying type, and that is meant entirely literally, because the ability removed flying type weaknesses. Mega Rayquaza went from being Stealth Rock weak to Stealth Rock neutral. This was already absolutely enormous. It also went from being quadruple ice weak to being standard ice weak. This was huge as well, as both these qualities went hand in hand with its enhanced bulk that now allowed it to withstand moves like Primal Kyogre's Ice Beam. The new resistance to electric moves and neutrality to rock moves were amazing too. Mega Rayquaza got all the good parts about being a flying type, great coverage on its secondary stab Dragon Ascent, immunity to earthquake, spikes and toxic spikes, a resistance to fighting, and none of the bad parts. And yet somehow even that wasn't the straw that broke the Kamurops' back. Game Freak, in their continued quest to break new ground in broken Pokemon and their disregard for their own previously established rules, in this case that Mega Pokemon cannot hold an item because they need to hold a Mega Stone so that they can Mega Evolve, which balances the mechanic nicely, decided that Mega Rayquaza gets to Mega Evolve without needing a Mega Stone. Learning Dragon Descent and clicking the button was all it took. Game Freak apparently possessed no qualms with the concept of a Mega Pokemon that gets to hold an item. And not just any Mega Pokemon. It's not like Mega Bayonet or something. No disrespect to Mega Bayonet, which is quite a cool Pokemon, but even holding an item wouldn't have been enough for it to overcome some of its highly significant flaws. No, they had to go and give it to this Pokemon which already had it all, Mega Rayquaza. The options were, of course, endless. A Mega Pokemon with a Life Orb, yeah, it didn't hit hard enough already. You can also go with Choice Band's immediate power if you like. Don't like the drawbacks of those two? You can just go with something like Sharp Beak then. Of course, it's not like Mega Ray needed any help in the power department, so you can make it even harder to deal with by taking away defensive counterplay. Lum shrugs off status, Roselli Berry means it devours even Xerneas' Moonblast, Habanberry for Dragon-type counterplay. This unpredictability factor made it even worse to deal with. as if the fact that it destroyed everything with sheer power wasn't enough. Mega Rayquaza outclassed and invalidated every single other Mega Pokemon in the game, and it commanded a spot on every single team which wanted to win. Even by Uber standards, this was a level of absurdity not seen since the days of Gold, Silver, Crystal, Snorlax, and at least Gold, Silver, Crystal, Lax was something you could take hits from. Now, even though Ubers had always been the home of broken Pokemon, there have also always been a competitive metagame in its chaos. Technically, it had always been the OU ban list, but it had also been a playable metagame. No Uber is supposed to be too good for the tier. Even King Kyogre, at the peaks of its dominance, was never broken. Thus, what Mega Rayquaza did to the metagame was completely unprecedented. You couldn't have Ubers played in tournaments anymore with Mega Rayquaza running around. It would completely destroy any claim they had to being competitive. The meta with Mega Rayquaza was generally unplayable. But what can you do? It's Ubers after all. You can't ban Pokemon from Ubers. Sure, there are clauses. Evasion. Oko clause. Sleep. But that's something else. However, what was undeniable was the fact that there existed no balanced metagame with Mega Rayquaza in it. It officially won Pokemon. It couldn't be stopped. The player base was working overtime for a solution. How do we fix this disaster, they wonder? The quandary between not banning Pokemon from Ubers and the fact that Mega Rayquaza made the meta unplayable. In the end, the latter bullet was bitten. If you want to have an Ubers metagame anyone was interested in for playing competition's sake, you had to get rid of Mega Rayquaza. Thus, it was banished. But where do you ban an Ubers Pokemon to? Ubers BL? And what about the people that wanted to play with Mega Rayquaza? Thus, Anything Goes was born. There you can use Mega Rayquaza. If you want, you can use 6 Rayquaza. The clauses don't apply here either. It is possible in-game, you can use it in Anything Goes. Hilariously, the Mega Rayquaza ban and creation of Anything Goes was only 1 week after Mega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire were released. It was a chaotic 7 days of biblical proportions. The reason Zacian Crown and eventually Zacian were banned from Ubers in Generation 8 is because of the precedent set by Mega Rayquaza. Before, the thought of a Pokemon being too busted for Ubers was laughable. Indeed, the Zacians are nowhere near as universally despised as Mega Rayquaza. So if it hadn't been for the creation of Anything Goes in Generation 6, it's very possible they would still be running around today. You'd have a much more difficult time arguing for the creation of a tier above Ubers based on their strength alone. Mega Rayquaza paved the way. If you did enjoy this video, make sure you let me know by leaving a like. Subscribe as well, as I upload these 3 to 4 times a month discussion videos, and I upload competitive Pokemon every single day. Check out my previous discussion videos on Blaziken, while it was finally unbanned after 10 years, as well as the worst pseudo legendary. I'll see y'all next time. Peace.